For this Wednesday, November 13th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin reporting. St. Matthew Catholic Church is having a blood drive this Sunday. It will take place from 7 a.m. until 11 a.m. You can schedule your appointment online today at redcrossblood.org. The Indiana Department of Homeland Security is reminding the community that winter roads can be treacherous, and before cold weather hits, make sure your vehicle is ready. They say to create an emergency kit with blankets, a flashlight, extra batteries, snacks, and water in case you are stranded. They also say to be sure to check your tires, wipers, and batteries to ensure they can handle snow and ice. Staying safe on the road starts with preparation, and you can learn more at on.in.gov/winter. There is one person being treated for burns after an explosion on Franklin Street on the west side of Evansville. That's according to the Evansville Police Department, who says it happened at the Heritage Petroleum Building yesterday afternoon. Police say a petroleum truck that was sitting inside the shop exploded. Investigators say the explosion happened when an employee was taking the fuel tank off the truck and sparks from his torch ignited fuel that was on the ground. The worker was rushed to the hospital. EPD officers say the severity of his injuries are unknown. Investigators say the investigation into the explosion is complete. Switching to some sports news, USI women's basketball earned a road win at Murray State on Tuesday afternoon, 82-75. USI held Murray State to just 7 third-quarter points to pull away some in the second half. Six Lady Eagles finished in double figures, paced by Trinity Ralston, who had 17 points. USI improves to 2-1 on the year and will play again on Friday at home against Indiana University Southeast at 6 o'clock. USI men's basketball continues their three-game road swing tonight with stop number 2 at Bellarmine. The Screaming Eagles are 0-3 on the season after they lost at Marshall on Monday 77-63. Tonight's game at Bellarmine tips at 5:30. Evansville men's basketball plays tonight at Middle Tennessee State at 6:30. The Purple Aces have a record of 1-1. After this evening, they will be home on Saturday to take on Radford at 1 o'clock. Last night in men's college basketball, 23rd-ranked Kentucky took down 6th-ranked Duke 77-72. Andrew Carr poured in 17 points to lead Kentucky. The Cats improved to 3-0. And finishing up in the NBA tonight, the Indiana Pacers are down south in Orlando to battle the Magic. The ball goes up at 6 o'clock. The Pacers are 5-5 overall and are looking for back-to-back wins this evening. That wraps up your news and sports for this Wednesday, November 13th. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the news anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin. Have a great Wednesday. Your weather forecast is next.